Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and this is part of our pre-system series. Every year before the system seminar, we give away a complete seminar's worth of material. Our theory is we'd like everybody who comes to the system, or whether you come or not, actually, to have a firm, strong foundation in Internet marketing, because we know the more people have that kind of a foundation, the bigger our circle of friends and colleagues is going to grow, and that's been working for us since the very beginning of the Internet marketing era. Today we've got a guest. I always love to have a chance to speak with him. Those of you who are involved at the system seminar or are going to become involved, you really have Dave D to thank to a large degree, and I'll explain why right now. The very first time I called something the system was 2002, and at that point I'd already been teaching internet marketing for, I guess it was 8 years at that point, and that particular event, I really didn't have any grand vision. I was kind of frustrated with some of the poor information that was out there, and I was particularly frustrated that nobody was seeing the power of pay-per-click and the fact that you could, you know, attach the power of pay-per-click to old-fashioned, traditional, time-proven direct marketing strategies like ad copy and follow-up and all these things that we know work from the mail world. And it just was driving me nuts. So I said, okay, I'm going to do one workshop, I'm going to invite a lot of people, and I'm just going to lay the system out so people can see how it works, and with no intention of doing a second one. And a bunch of people came, and one of them was Dave D, our guest today, and he had been dabbling in internet marketing and not really getting much traction because he didn't know much at the time. And he took the material that we shared at that event and made really quick, dramatic progress and told me about it, and he encouraged me to do another one, and I did another one, and that one, you know, the first one I think attracted 60 people, and the second one attracted 120, and a lot of big famous names in internet marketing you'd recognize now came to attend, and next thing I knew we had this enterprise that continues to this day, and I, honestly, Dave, I'm not sure I would have done that second one if you hadn't been so just outright enthusiastic about the effect it had on you.
Yeah, and that's the whole key, Ken, is the effect. It's not, you know, if you can go to a lot of seminars and they get you pumped up, right? But then you leave and you're like, well, now what? What got me excited was not really the actual seminar. It's the results that I got from applying what I learned at the seminar. And there's a huge lesson in what I just said right there, actually. You know, you got to apply it. If, you know, don't come to the Ken seminar if you just want cool information. You know, you come and then apply it, and you'll get results. And that's exactly what happened. So that's what I was enthusiastic about, with the results that I got from applying what I learned at the first system seminar.
I'm trying to remember your numbers, and you may not remember them either, but I think you shared with me that you grossed a grand total of $500, you know, a whole year.
A year, because I was doing mostly the stuff offline. You know, I still do a lot of stuff offline, and I combined the two. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know anything. I mean, nothing. I was literally doing, I think it was $500 a year online. Now, a lot more offline, but that's all I was doing online. I came back and I followed one of the strategies that I learned and put it up, and I did $500 in a day. So pretty, no, still not great, but still, hey, what the hell? You know, from $500 a year to $500 a day. A little bit of an improvement there. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's pretty high, right?
It got your attention.
You got my attention. I said, hey, maybe there's, you know, and the thing was, I used to be preaching, this is something you probably don't know. I remember doing seminars preaching, I don't know about this internet thing, you know. I don't know, this, you know, you got to just do direct mail and all that stuff, and I still believe in that, of course. But I totally believe in the internet, and my business is really based on the internet. It's not an internet business, but it is based on the internet.
One of the things that Dave brings to the faculty, I was saying earlier before we started the recording, I'm really grateful that he's always come back and been willing to teach and share what he's learned. And one of the things that he brings that is very powerful and still strangely unique, I don't know why more people aren't picking up on this, because he's been very forthcoming about what he does. He combines offline and online marketing, and he gets tremendous results from that. And you know, a lot of people will be afraid or they'll avoid the online world. And I think they're really, you know, if the goal is to make as much money as possible with as little pain as possible, they're really missing the boat when they ignore the offline world. Can you speak to that a little bit? And you're in the information marketing business.
Right.
I know that you've worked and continue to work with, unless, I don't know if you're still in this niche, but you were very successful and effective at helping performers of all kinds, especially magicians.
I sold the magician business.
You did sell it. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the beauty. Also, the beauty of this is that, you know, you can create one of these things and then sell it to somebody else. You know, so I sold it to one of my students because it just wasn't as profitable. I had bigger fish to fry, in other words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the time that I was taking to do that, and it was still really good money, but I just had moved to a different level. So I sold it to one of my students. And I get I get a chunk of change up front, and then I get a piece of the business every month as well.
Excellent. And so he got the benefit of not having to do the pretty hard work of creating a business out of thin air.
Exactly.
And he
right.
could focus on managing it and growing it, and then you could focus on, like as you mentioned, the bigger fish. What niches are you in now?
Basically, we are in the small business owner niche. And we're not in a specific niche, which is something I'm going to talk about at the seminar, although we are. It's hard. Let me try to explain this. One of the things we're doing is everything that I'm doing leads to one point. So, for example, we're doing something we're doing a direct mailing for photographers this week. And so we're going to get some photographers. We still have some DJs. We do something with veterinarians and so on and so forth. And so they're buying an introductory product from us, Ken, but it all leads to them joining my coaching program.
Gotcha.
And so although it's separate niches that we're going after, it all points to one thing at the end where they're all coming together. So, for example, in my coaching, right, it's kind of unique, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be teaching that at the seminar. That's one of the things I'm going to be teaching at the system seminar. And because, so for example, in my group now, I've got real estate investors, I've got three dentists, I've got attorneys, so on and so forth in the group. I've got someone who's a virtual assistant, like a chief virtual assistant, has a company of virtual assistants that's in the group. So these are all different things that we've targeted, but they're all coming together into a mastermind group. So the front end appears to be niched, but the back end all leads to one thing. So I don't have a separate group for photographers. I don't have a separate group for lawyers. It's all coming to one thing.
This is very beneficial for the coaching club members or the coaching group members because you learn a lot by talking to people in other businesses. You see things. I mean, I think the great classic example is the drive-in fast food window. And that actually started in Southern California, and it was a bank,
right.
believe it or not,
exactly.
that initiated that idea. And a fast food executive drove through and said, gee, I wonder if this would work for fast food. Well, yeah, it's now one-third of all fast food sales. What if that guy hadn't stepped out of his box and looked at somebody else's business? So you're actually taking, you know, high performers, guys that are really serious, and giving them a chance to mix it up with each other and, you know, cross-fertilize and cross-pollinate
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And it works out better for the business owner, just exactly as you said. I mean, you know, the guy who's a real estate investor is getting great ideas from the couple of dentists who we have in the program and vice versa because so you're getting ideas from outside of your own industry, which is what you need to do, which is one of the reasons you need to come to your seminar, quite frankly, because you're going to get ideas from different people, you know, who have different specialties.
Absolutely. I hadn't been aware of how important coaching had become to your business, and I just want to point out to everybody, we're going to have two guys there who have very interesting, actually probably it's even more than I'm aware of, but Robert Middleton has a very interesting coaching model, and his mentor, a guy named Christian Michelson, who's helped a lot of people conceive of and execute and create successful coaching businesses, is going to be offering a workshop as well.
Wow, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Robert Middleton's, you know, as a speaker, I also sit in on, you know, as many of the presentations as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Robert's presentation was really great when I saw it. I don't know if it was a couple of years ago or last year. I don't really remember when it was, but it was really, really good. So people definitely have to, you know, if they're interested in that. And he's got a very unique model.
He's really solid. And really for anybody in the information marketing business, I mean, you have to start where you are. And we usually start with, you know, books or e-books or courses or home study courses. And that's a logical place to begin. But the coaching arena is something you definitely want to start thinking about because it's just like you mentioned, it's kind of a logical continuation And that's, you know, if we look at the model that 20% of our customers are really responsible for 80% of our revenue.
That's right.
If you really want to grow your business, you have to grow those high-end customers, and coaching is one of the best ways to serve, high-end, top-performing type people.
Right. You know, and one of the things, the other thing that I'm doing, that's my main thing, but then the other thing I'm doing is I'm working with other information marketers. So, for example, I'm involved with a program that Dan Kennedy, I'm a partner in a program that Dan Kennedy and Dr. Charlie Martin are putting together, which is really basically a high-level coaching program. I'm helping an attorney who's got a very high-level coaching program. And, for example, she has put, in a very short period of time, 40 people into her program, which pay $7,500 down and are paying $1,500 a month. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so, you know, I've orchestrated that and helped to do that. And believe it or not, Ken, we sold that completely via the internet and a teleseminar. So,
amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to be talking about that as well as, now, when I say completely via the internet, we did do direct mail to get people to come online to register. But we also did a lot of things online, but it was sold via the internet and a teleseminar. But,
so you're not only running your own successful coaching program, you're also starting to help other people put theirs together as well.
Yeah, and the way my model works is I help you and I get a piece of your business. So,
you're a smart guy. Smart guy, dude.
Yeah. So I get a big chunk of change and a piece of the business. So, no, but it's good, though. I mean, you know, because it everything is relative. I mean, you know, if you just look at her program, and by the end of the year we forecast we're going to have 100 people in it. Well, you can do the math on that. You know, if there's 100 people in it, paying $1,500 a month. And again, Ken, that is just the very, very tip of the iceberg. That is even the real business.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing that goes on behind the scenes, which is, you know, even better. So, yeah, so exactly. So, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about coaching and about online and offline. I think we skipped over that a little bit, but I think that's important. We're doing a very interesting test now. And I'll have results by the time of the seminar. We're doing a big postcard mailing. It's an oversized postcard mailing, and we're doing a drive to the website. However, we're also, and again, now I like to preface this by saying this is a test. All right, so I don't have results from this. So this is like advanced information that may or may not work.
Okay.
But what we're doing is we've been testing, drive to the website, just to the website, for many, many years, and it's getting better and better and better. But we've added three other elements, two other elements to that. And one of the elements is, of course, drive directly to the website, of course, through a tracking link, so we know exactly what's going on. And the second way is they can call a toll-free recorded message, which is an old strategy, but we're not asking for their complete contact information. All we're asking for is their name and their email address. Right? The third way is to fax us their name and email address. And the fourth way, and this is really cool, is to text us there.
Oh, okay.
Now, again, this is a test. I'm not telling people to go run out and do this because, you know, I only like to give stuff that's, you know, proof that it's actually worked. But I can't imagine it not working. And our theory the guy gets a postcard, he's getting his mail, right, and he goes to his car. Well, he's got his cell phone there. He may not, so he has internet access on his cell phone, but he may just want to text it to us, or he may want to call. So we're giving him multiple options, but we're still just getting the name and email address, and then there's a whole thing that we do to get the full contact information later on.
You know, one of the benefits of attending one of David's sessions at the system is he does so much testing and so much innovation. It's like a little, I was going to say little, I shouldn't say little. It's like having your own R&D department. Just show up every year and listen to what Dave did the previous year,
right?
and you get a lot of value in research. I'm glad that you mentioned text messaging. We're going to have a speaker, a workshop leader, who is a system grad. She got in like you. She was introduced to the whole world of internet marketing through the system. She already had a successful career like you in another field and just morphed it into the internet. And she has really seen that this mobile marketing and cell phone marketing is really starting to percolate and take off, and has become so expert at it that a big New York publisher has commissioned her to write a book on mobile marketing for small entrepreneurs, us and. and that book's going to be coming out in the fall, and we are going to get the benefit of all that material before the book hits the shelves.
Wow, that's awesome.
Her name's Kim Dushinsky, and you guys should definitely need. We're thinking of doing some of involving including text messaging in our mix, and people will actually start experiencing that during the course of this promotion. But that's exciting stuff. Done correctly, by the way. It's very easy to do it wrong, but we've seen some. I think we've learned some things about how to do it right.
Yeah,
and we're going to be sharing that and demonstrating that at the system. This is, you know, if I can brag a little bit, and I think I'll take the opportunity to. Typically, we're a year or two, or gosh, sometimes 3 or 4 or 5 years ahead of the pack, and this you know, including text messaging in your marketing mix, just is another example of that. I don't think anybody is talking about that, and here's Dave already experimenting with it. One of our faculty members is writing a book on it. We're including it in our promotions this year. This is if you do nothing else but just watch our promotions, you'll get a good education. Should I ask you details about your business? I mean, I always am fascinated at the
well, you
rate
know, can I tell
growing.
You something very personal?
Yeah.
I mean, extremely personal, and I'm going to talk about this, and this is one of the reasons if people are already in this business and they're not doing as well as they want to, or if, you know, if there's beginners, and I strongly encourage beginners to come. I really do. Because the way you have this set up, Ken, is really, you know, I was a complete beginner when I came to that first one. I mean, as much of a beginner as you possibly could be. So I do encourage beginners to come. Let me tell you why, as opposed to telling you, you know, more specific techniques and things like that, let me tell you why this business is so important. I had a terrible year last year. I had a very difficult divorce, and it was totally, completely devastating for me. And it was really bad. And, however, because I had this type of business, an internet business, where I had continuity income coming in, meaning, you know, I had people paying me $833.33 a month to be part of my mastermind program, and I had people paying to be part of a membership website, and I had, you know, things running on autopilot, I still made an income.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, if I didn't have that, last year was not my best year by any stretch. Last year was not a great year for me.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
however, if I didn't have all this stuff in place, if I didn't have this internet-based business in place, I would have been screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this it had such an emotional toll on me, Ken, that I really didn't do squat last year. However,
mm-hmm.
we still made a substantial amount of money.
And you still had a foundation to continue to build on when you were ready to get back to it.
Exactly. I mean, I still send out my daily email. I do a daily email and stuff like that. But that's basically all I did,
mm-hmm.
and did not do it well. And
mm-hmm.
however, because of what I've learned at the system, you know, if I hadn't gone to that first seminar, I mean, crap, I don't know where I would be, because that's the beauty of this. I mean, it gives you a lot of security. And what I tell people is, well, okay, you've got a great job and you're doing this, but what if something happens to you? There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who are, you know, they own a restaurant or something, and they own, or they're entertainers, or they're, you know, small business owners. What happens if something happens to you and you can't go out and do your service? You can't go out and do your thing. How are you going to produce income? So whether you want to create an internet business part-time or whether you want to create it on a full-time basis, I strongly encourage somebody to do that. Because if I had a regular job or I had to go out and hustle, or I would have been in deep shit. Oh, sorry, but that's the reality of it. And because of this business, I mean, you know, I paid my bills and I made money, and I made very good money. I made way more money than I made when I was, you know, even 5 years ago. But it wasn't my best year. But had I not had it, Ken, it would have been a totally different story. So
that's a really, really good point. You know, when you and I get off the phone, I'm going to be getting on a plane and flying to Florida to visit my mother in the hospital, and I'm going to be staying several days there with her. And what if I were an employee?
Exactly.
Do you think I could just go to my boss and say, well, gee, my mom's in the hospital. Can I take 5 days off in the middle of the week out of the, you know, with no warning? I don't think there's many employers that would be very sympathetic to that.
With pay. Because you're.
Of course, with pay, and I'll be working. You know, when I'm not visiting, you know, when I'm not at the hospital, I'll be back at the hotel room making money. You know, so.
Let me tell you one of the most exciting things about this. I mean, this is no hype at all, because this is the reality I'm living. I have a girlfriend who lives in California. In fact, I'm sitting in her house right now, and every other week I fly to California, and I bring my business with me. My business is on my laptop, and that is not a joke. I mean, there have been times where I've sat down by the beach on a bench with my computer and wrote stuff, or at a cafe overlooking the ocean. And this is not, I'm not trying to hype this up. This is the reality.
It actually is. I wrote my last sales letter. There's a city that I love to go to in the summer in Canada called Montreal, and it's just a lovely place. And I went up there, and I brought my laptop. And gee, one day I just felt inspired, and I sat down and I banged out a sales letter. And so far, and that was last summer, which not that long ago. And so far, that's been a six figures net afternoon. That's just the result. You know, that's just sort of what happened. I'm not bragging, and I'm not hyping. And part of it is that I already had an existing business and an existing customer base, and they wanted more product, and I had been kind of lazy about developing product, and I finally. And the key is, I did it, you know, in a place that I was subletting in a foreign city, and really all I had around me was a laptop. And you know, if we go on this theme a little bit more, I'm making this call from New Orleans, and some people know that I feel very committed to New Orleans and helping the rebuilding here. And the best way to help is to really be there. Now, I'm useless with a hammer, obviously, of those that know me, beyond useless. But I am pretty good at marketing and promotion strategy, and I've been helping a lot of the nonprofits here. And, you know, you just got to be here sometimes to help people. Now, again, if I had some, you know, really elaborate, complex business like a restaurant or like a brick-and-mortar store, or if I had some very successful but all-encompassing job with somebody else, I couldn't follow my whims and do these kinds of things. So
I mean, it's a really great business to get in. The problem with talking about it is it sounds like hype, and you're totally anti-hype, and it's not hype. It's just the reality. I mean, I told you something very personal, and it's true. And had I not had this type of business, I would not have done as well as I did.
Well, you mentioned something a little earlier that let's expand on a little bit, which is let's say you've got a job You want to make the transition to having your own business and really controlling your own time and so on. We've had a lot of people very successfully transition, and you start by being a moonlighter. In other words, you work, you know, you do your regular job, and you get home, and you start working on your internet business. I mean, that's what I did in the early 90s. I had a direct mail-driven business, and I would do my 8, 9, sometimes 12 hours on that business. And then I'd get home, have some dinner, and start my second work day. And you know what? It's not it didn't last. That period of time where I was essentially working two jobs didn't last forever. It was kind of hard at the time, I have to admit. You know, sometimes at the end of one work day, you kind of want to cash it in. But you know what? I'm so glad I made that investment. We have another faculty member, Tim Gorman, who's active duty right now. He's a major. He was a captain last year, but he's been promoted now. He's a major in the U.S. Army, active duty. And he's doing that right now. He has a obviously busy guy, but when he's done with his duties, and he's got a young family, he takes care of his responsibilities there. And then he gets on his laptop and works 2, 3, 4 hours a day, whatever he can squeeze in. And he has, bit by bit, built a very enviable business that's getting better all the time. So the second beautiful thing about this is not only, you know, there's this sort of pot of gold at the end of the rainbow financially and freedom-wise, but also you can transition yourself without having to take any crazy financial risks.
Yeah,
in fact, I want to go on record right now. Please do not take any crazy financial risks. There's no need to do that in this business.
Absolutely not. Ken, that's exactly how I got started. There is no excuse. I mean, I can look anybody in the eye and say there's no excuse, because when I started this business, I was a professional magician. And as you know, I start all my presentations with a really cool magic trick, so people would definitely want to come to see that. But I was doing, Ken, anywhere between 30 and 50 shows a month, and I started my internet business. So there is absolutely no excuse. It is part-time, and you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to invest a lot of money. In fact, you shouldn't invest a lot of money.
You really shouldn't. I mean, any, you know, maybe if you've been in business for lots and lots of years and you piled up tons and tons and tons of money, and maybe there's a unique opportunity that kind of requires some capital, maybe then you might consider writing a big check for something. But I'll tell you, I'm doing okay in my business, and I just don't write big checks for anything. If I can't do it by my wits, I don't start it.
Right, exactly.
Flat out.
That's how I am. That's how I am too. So yeah. So just to when I speak at the system seminar, I'm going to be talking, of course, about a lot of the innovative things that I'm trying. Definitely this oversized postcard thing, you know, online and offline, how to combine them, as well as how to build a coaching program and then a funnel for your business, a marketing funnel, and because it all basically ties in together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and as you know, I deliver a lot of meat at my presentation. So,
well, you know, actually, I have, and I'm putting you on the spot here because we did not talk about this. You know, you give amazing presentations at every system that you've spoken at. Could I actually take a full recording of one of your presentations and just give it away to prospects who want
to? Absolutely, I think it'd be great. Absolutely, yeah. Go right ahead. Please do it.
So, guys, watch your email box. Not only did you have a chance to get some of Dave's insights into how he runs his business on this call, but we're just going to give you an entire Dave D session because you just got to hear this guy to believe the value he delivers in a workshop setting. Dave, we decided we were going to keep this particular call short because you've been a faculty member for so many years and we've interviewed you so many times, and we're going to give away this entire session that you did at the recent system. I just have to thank you, you know, on the record for being so – I got to tell you, Dave is one of the most positive people you will ever meet. He has been so encouraging to me over the years. He really was an essential spark in me saying, hey, let's do it again. And he's been with us all these years, you know, letting us know about his success and sharing a lot of great technique that he's developed through trial and error. And also, if you have a minute, I'd like to talk with you after our call, because he's stimulated an idea that I want to pursue with him right now.
Okay.
Just folks, just so you know, we do the system once a year in the spring. This year it will be May 30th, 31st, and June 1st in the city of Chicago. And it is we call it the system seminar, but it's really evolved into something even beyond a seminar. It's really a conference, and it's the only conference in the entrepreneurial internet world. It's the only conference. Everything else is sort of a seminar, which is a sequential series of speakers, which is a perfectly fine format. But we discover so much talent and so much material and so much amazing stuff that I just can't keep it at the seminar level. So we've exploded it into a conference, which means you'll have 25 different experts and workshops and topics to choose from, and you can customize your education. So if you're already a super pro, we will have sessions I guarantee that will blow your socks off. If you are an absolute beginner, we have sessions designed exactly for you. So regardless of how you're coming to us, you're going to get a lot of value. And, of course, I think our networking is second to none. We get such bright, accomplished, sharing individuals, and we have a very good culture. You know, people often talk about corporate culture, but I think we have a very good culture of faculty being very willing to roll up their sleeves and help and chat and inspire on a personal basis the attendees. It's not one of these deals where, you know, people fly in their Armani suits, do an hour, and get back on their jet and fly to the next place. Most of our faculty is able to stay the entire time, and they've been very generous with their off time with folks. So that's this May 30th, 31st, June 1st, Chicago. Information about the seminar is available at thesystemseminar.com, including all the registration information. If you can make it, I hope you come. It's hard to guarantee anything, but if you're serious about internet marketing or serious about business in general, I cannot imagine that you'd have to be anything but very pleased with the results that you get from our trainings and our faculty. And Dave D, I want to thank you again. There wouldn't be a system without you, and I'm so glad that every year that you've been able to come back and share your latest innovations.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, Ken.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.